We're continuing on about our emotions this morning. And last week we were talking about Jesus and his emotions. And, you know, one of the things that we were talking about is that a lot of times what happens when we get into a crisis situation, we don't cry out to God. We blame God. We accuse God. We curse God. We don't cry out to God. And so, you know, one of the things that we do is that after we get through everything, then we realize what we did and we apologize and stuff, but, you know, it's a little late for that. So what I want to do is there is this prayer in the book. Jay, can you give everyone one of these? And this prayer is for when your emotions are in a turmoil and you're just not quite yourself, okay? It's a prayer you can pray. And God can help you to deal with your emotions through it. But, you know, really what he wants us to have is self-control. And he doesn't want us to have to feel condemned because we have bad feelings. Yeah, because Jesus understands. He went through all the temptations that we have, you know. He understands where we're coming from. His main point of concern is that we come to this area in our lives where we are like him, meaning that we're humble, we're gentle, we're meek, we're lowly. You know, we are not puffing ourselves up. We're not putting ourselves up on pedestals, but we're just here as servants doing his will. Yeah, he wants us to be able to develop compassion towards each other. Yeah, because you really can't save anyone if you can't get past their sin. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to feel compassion for people. You have to have an understanding and a softness of heart. You know, maybe it's not what you would do with your life, but you can understand how people would make those choices and get in the places that they're at and find themselves where they can't get out without help. You know, so that's what he wants. That's where he wants us to get to be. No matter what our past experiences or our present feelings, we have to be compassionate with others because we don't know what they're dealing with. You know, it's easy to say, well, just quit. Well, it's easier said than done. You know, well, just change your friends. It's easier said than done. You know, all the things that you need to do to get closer to God are easier to say with your lips than to actually put into action. You know, we need to be able to realize that we're all human. We're all going to make errors. And sometimes we're going to offend each other. And sometimes we're going to do things that we don't quite agree on. But the bottom line is that we have compassion for one another. We accept each other the way we are. We rejoice with each other when we're rejoicing. We cry with each other when we're crying. You know, we pull in and get the job done when there's a heavy load to be carried. Whatever the case may be, that's what we do. That's his main concern, is that we get to that point. So it's not that you are human and you have emotions that's going to keep him from loving you, okay, or from dealing with you, all right? Sometimes some of us have children who are very dramatic. Everything's a big drama to them. Nothing's cut and dry. They got to have their little fit. They got to do the, oh, and play it out real big. You know, and sometimes that's how we are. Because we want everyone to know just how much we have to go through. Well, God doesn't really want us calling attention to ourselves. You know, and that's one of the things I think people don't understand in being a Christian. Is the fact that we're not a Christian so that we're seen, so that people know us. Even if we're pastors or singers or, you know, evangelists or prophets or whatever you are, it's not so that you can be seen and you can be famous. It's that Jesus can be known and Jesus can be famous, okay? And that's where people get all messed up because they get tripped up on their emotions. And their emotions override what they're doing to the point that they start getting prideful. And they start forgetting that it's God up there doing this stuff. And they start saying, gee, what a good, yeah, that was a good night. I did real good tonight. Instead of giving God the glory. And this is how we fall away from God. So we have to understand that, you know, our emotions are there for a reason. But you got to be aware of the fact that Satan's always going to be there to twist your emotions to try to make you feel like you have to leave the house of God. That's his job. He does it well. Okay? And, you know, and trying to change people's mindsets after having that mindset for years is a hard thing to do. If you can't do it with love and compassion, you're not going to be able to. So it's very important to God that we become compassionate and humble servants so that we can serve His people and bring them to the place that He wants them to be. You know, no matter what anyone does to us or has done to us in the past, it doesn't matter anymore. We need to convey the message to people that we understand where they're at. We understand what they're going through. You know, we understand how they feel. But, you know, God's Word also says that you don't have to stay the way you are. God always leaves you a way of escape. He always leaves you another route that you can take. We choose to be stuck where we're at. The abused spouse chooses to stay with that abusive spouse. Once they determine in their heart that they're done, they're finished, they're gone. So they choose to stay there. It's hard to understand, but you got to understand that their emotions are at play. And their emotions are telling them things that have them convinced that they don't have any other choice but to stay. So until they find out that those are all lies and that they can kick those things under the carpet and be done with them, they're trapped. But what we have to know is that whenever we start feeling trapped, that God has always left a way of escape. He's always left some way that we can get out of the feelings that we're trapped in. You know how you get there? You cry out to Him, okay? You don't bet. You don't carry on with Him. You cry out to Him. Oh, God. You see this child, here I am, okay? The problem is in the house of God, basically, you have hurting people who hurt other people. And they don't understand each other. Because if you're a Christian, why are you hurting me? Because they're hurting. And instead of us understanding and getting past that hurt, we want to strike back. We want to make them hurt. You know, I watch it all the time with damaged, traumatized children. You know, they strike out because they're going to be the first one to hurt this time. You know, to hurt you. They're not going to be hurt. They're going to hurt you. And they get on the defensive because they've been hurt. But that is their choice to be that way. They are that way because of past experiences. What you have to do is break through that mindset that they don't have any other choice than to be on the defensive, to be the first one to strike, to make them a bully, basically is what they're becoming, because they don't want to be hurt no more. They're hurting. But yet we view them as a bad person because they're bullying people, because they've been bullied. And instead of having compassion and trying to help them see past that, we focus on the fact that they're a bully. And so we continue to heap more hurt on top of that person because of our own rejection of them. And we see this all the time if we really look. Okay? It happens all the time. People who are hurting strike out because they don't know how else to handle the situation. And instead of other people reaching out in love and loving them, regardless of their ugliness, regardless of their emotions that are ruling them at that point in time, and getting through to the person underneath who's reaching out for love, who wants to be helped, we just brush them off and push to the side. We don't want to deal with them. And what do? We leave them hurting even more. So, you know, God wants us to become compassionate. He wants to have understanding that, you know, we've been here too. And it doesn't matter if it hurt us. We need to be big enough to say, okay, it hurt me, but I understand why they did this, and I'm going to help them love them through it. You know, because God tells us that we're to love the unlovable. So how come we always shove them away? I don't get it, okay? We do. We do it all the time. I don't like you. Get away from me. Why won't God take you away from me? Because you won't love them. You know, I found every time I had someone that really was irritating to me, I had to love them before God got rid of them. And then I was going, God, I just got used to them. Yeah? What are you doing? So, you know, I find that if we reach out in compassion and understanding to people that we don't understand, that we can't really get a grip on, that God will show us things about them and we will learn things about them and we will learn that they're a really good person underneath all those emotions that have them all messed up. And we can help them instead of hurt them. But the body of Christ is really big on hurting each other, unfortunately. That's what Satan wants us to do. Okay? So we play right into his hand when we do it. He wants us to develop hardness. He wants us to become callous within so that we don't feel other people's pain. So we don't see other people and where they're stuck, where they're trapped. We don't want to reach out and give a helping hand. I always had to do everything for myself, let them figure it out. Hello? Did you enjoy it when you had to figure it out for yourself? Well, then jump in there and give them a hand. Just because that was the way you were done does not mean that's the way we do others. You know? But the body of Christ is still walking in that hurt and that emotion that has them trapped where they can't truly become like Christ because they can't step beyond their own feelings to look at someone else's feelings and to understand where someone else is coming from and to see their hurt and to reach out and want to heal their hurt. We just want revenge. We just want retribution. What do you mean I gotta love them? They hurt me. Yes, that's what the Bible says. Do you realize every day that we breathe, we hurt Christ because of the sin in our lives? And yet he still loves us. He still cradles us when we cry. He still comes and heals us when we're sick. He still touches our lives and turns everything around for us. But we aren't the best people to him. So guess what? If he can do it for you, you better start doing it for others. Because if not, one day he may not be there for you. He may let you feel how it is to truly be alone, to have people shun you, to have people look down their nose at you. You know, one thing I found out in life is you can never count on tomorrow because things can change so quickly. You can count on God, but you can't count on tomorrow. You know, you really can't. He's going to always be there for you. So we need to be sensitive to other people's needs because that's where Christ wants his children to be. That means we aren't selfish. How many people in the body of Christ do you know that are selfish? There's a lot of selfish people in the body of Christ. There's a lot of glory grabbers in the body of Christ. This isn't what he's told us to be. He's told us to be compassionate, loving, gentle, humble servants. Not someone to be served, but servants. Ones with compassionate hearts. Ones that reach out to the hurting and draw them into a safe place, not ones that kick them over into the gutter while they're already on the street. But that's really what the body of Christ is very good for doing. So, you know, we have to kind of overlook our feelings sometimes, though, to do this. I won't lie to you, it's not easy. But you just have to get there, okay? Because it isn't about you. It's about getting people into the body of Christ. It's about dragging people out of the pits of hell, out of the very trap that Satan has set for them and held them in for so long, and drawing them into the love of God. And you can't get them there if there's no love to draw them with. You can't get them there if there's no understanding or compassion towards their situation. You have to feel something. You have to engage your emotions, but you have to do it in a way where you're controlling your emotions so that you don't get sucked in to a situation that will put you right in the same place with the other person. As believers, we're not to be led by our feelings, but we are to be moved by them. Okay? And when God moves upon you and you feel all sorts of compassion and stuff, well up in you over somebody, show that love, that compassion to that person. He's placed it there for a reason. Don't just sit there and say, oh God, that's so beautiful. Give it away. Normally, there's somebody he wants you to give that to. So give it away. You don't know how to give away, hug them. That's a good transfer. Just hug them. You want to give them peace, hug them. You want to give them some love, hug them. You want to have them feel like they're secure and safe again, hug them. Let them feel that just seep out of you and cover them. And it can. And it does. And it can change your life. But if you don't have any compassion, if you're not willing to understand other people where they're at, not where you want them to be, then you're never going to make it. There's a right purpose to use our feelings and our emotions. 2 Corinthians 1:4 says, so that you also be able to comfort, console, or encourage those who are in any kind of trouble or distress with the comfort by God. Okay, so we're supposed to use those feelings, those emotions that God has given us so that we can show someone else what they feel like. Yeah, I was listening to a young guy talk this morning, and he was saying that in all his life, and he must be in his 30s now, early 30s, he's never been told that he was loved by his mother, his father, his grandmother. He's never heard I love you from those people in his life. He stayed in a bad relationship because the family told him that they loved him. He felt like he belonged there because they said that they loved him. And they treated him like he was accepted. His own family only criticizes him and never shows any emotion towards him. That's sad. Huh? So, you know, and it's good in a sense because he was saying all this in front of my son. And, you know, and in a way, it's another picture of why you have more than they have, because you're in a blessed home where people know what love and compassion is, know what understanding is, versus people that have no feelings, are emotionless. Remember, we talked about that. Show nothing. So, you know, we have to, there's feelings or decisions. Luke 22:44 says, being in an agony of mind, Jesus prayed all the more earnestly and intently, and his sweat became like great clots of blood dropping down upon the ground. Now remember that feelings are part of the soul. And it's often said to be composed of the mind, will, and emotions. So in that case, he agonized so much that he actually sweated droplets of blood. That's how intense it was. Okay? When we're born again, we're not told to quit thinking. We're just told to start thinking in a new way. Okay? We're not told to quit thinking for ourselves. We really aren't. Matter of fact, I don't know about other churches, but this church will tell you, get out your word. You need to follow in your word. You need to see it for yourself. You need to know that's what it says. Because you need to know. Remember last week we were talking about if you don't know what's in your word, if you don't know what God's word says, then you don't have the strength to stand against the devil. Because you need to know what's in that word down here deep in your heart in order to stand firm. When we're born again, we're not told. We're not told to stop deciding. We're not told to stop desiring things. We're just told to surrender our will to God. That's all we're told to do. He doesn't tell us that we're done making decisions. He doesn't tell us that we're never going to desire another thing. The only thing he's told us is to turn everything over to him. Surrender it all. That's also easier said than done. But if we can, then we're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, and we will do the right things. We just have to get past our emotions. We have to get past our feelings. It's so much easier to be mad at people than it is to give everything to God and let Him handle it. Now, the same is true with emotions. When we're born again, God doesn't tell us, quit feeling. Okay? We're just told that we need to learn how to express our emotions in the right way so that we're not hurtful to His kingdom. Meaning that we're not a bunch of hurting people that come in here to find God. Jesus did not feel like going to the cross. Do you realize that? You know, that's part of our problem is we want to feel like doing what we're going to do. But you have to understand, Jesus didn't feel like going to the cross. That really wasn't His cup of tea. If you think about it, what happened in the garden? There's any other way, Lord. You know? But He knew there wasn't. He knew that's what He had to do. He just gave up His emotions about it to the Father and said, let Your will be done. You know, a lot of times we won't do that because we don't want to feel that way. We don't want to know that we have to go through a bad thing. We just want God to take it from us. We're not willing to stand with Him if we have to go through it. But what we don't understand when we're feeling that way is you don't go through alone. Now, there was a moment that Jesus went through by Himself. And that was when He was totally covered in the sin and the curtains were rent and God left Him for that moment. We don't have to face that. We don't. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus went through an agony of the soul, but He also was able to resist the temptation. He didn't do what He felt like doing, which was getting up, walking away from that place and not going through with it. But He did the thing that He knew was God's will in His life. He knew that He had to do this thing if we were ever going to find salvation. And He wanted us to be able to find salvation. And so He did this thing for us. In Psalm 7:9 it says, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the uncompromising righteous, those upright and in harmony with You. For You who try the heart and the emotions and the thinking powers are a righteous God. Now here in Psalm 7:9 and also in Revelations 2:23, which says, I am he who searches the mind, which are the thoughts and feelings and purposes, and the innermost hearts. He searches us. He knows how you feel. And He knows when you push through, even though you want to sit down. He knows when you keep going, even when you're tired and you're worn and you feel like it's over. You keep putting your foot one in front of the other, trying to make that end. He knows every struggle, every tear, every word you speak out to Him, every whispered prayer. He knows. He feels you. My word tells me He saves my tears. He saves my tears. And I know in prophecies He's given me, He says, I've cried oceans of them. Okay, so that's a lot of tears. And if He's saving everyone's tears, that's a lot of tears, guys. And they're important to Him. Your feelings, your emotions, where you're at is important to Him enough that He saves your tears. He knows where you're at. You know, we read that God's a God that tries emotions. And, you know, when you think of the word try in this context, what it means is that He tests till it's purified. And sometimes in our walk with Him, we have to go through hard places. The This is a testing of your emotions. It's to see how strong you are. To see if you're going to fall to the wayside because a little bit of emotion pops in there and tells you you can't do it. Tells you it's going to be hard. If you just give up and lay down and say, I'm done. I'm defeated. You're only defeated because you chose to be defeated. If you can rise up because you know the Word of God and you know what it says and you know that He's there with you and cares about you to the extent that He does, then you should not ever be defeated. But you should always run into His arms and say, Daddy, save me. Save me from that big old scary thing out there. Help me get through this thing. And then walk through it holding His hand. And each little struggle that we go through takes us one step closer to getting where He wants us to be. Now remember the baby eaglet. Without the struggle, he wouldn't have survived. Without your struggles with your emotions, you won't survive. It's for our own good. We don't like it, but it's for our own good. You know, it's like taking that yucky medicine that tastes terrible, you know? But what He does during these times is He strips away all those ulterior motives. He lets us really see what our heart's like, where we're at, where we need to be at. And He gets us ready to be able to stand on our own. No matter who you are, there's going to be periods of time in which you feel more emotional than usual. You may wake up one morning and just break down crying for no apparent reason. Not be able to control it. It could last a week or so. You may be wondering, what's going on, Lord? We know someone like this. It tickled me when I read this because I'm going, I know that person. Okay, during this time, we got to kind of be really careful because our emotions are super sensitive. But this is a testing time. God's doing something with your emotions. He's allowing you to see things about yourself that you never saw before. He's peeling off those blinders, so to speak, so you can truly see the things He wants you to see. And it isn't always about yourself. Sometimes it's about the people around you, the people that you've been rejecting and kicking to the curb, the people that you've been in, you know, just spoiling to no end, who is ungrateful as all get out for everything you do. You see what I'm saying? He starts opening up your eyes to the people who really need you and how you've been hurting people who are really hurting and need you to help them. So, you know, it's a healing process and it's a growing process. And when these things or these times hit us, we just need to go through them. And let God do whatever it is He's doing. You know, don't cry out, oh my God, what's going on? Cry out, God, get it done. So I can get over it. So I can go on. So I can be what you want me to be. You know, because it's the struggle that makes us stronger. You know, there's the old saying, if it don't kill, you know, what don't kill you, it'll make you stronger. You know, and it's true. If it don't kill you, it's going to make you stronger. And He ain't out to kill you. Remember, He leaves that way of escape. Okay? His big arms that you can climb into and hide behind. And the enemy can't get you there. Okay? But you got to know He's there for you like that. So, you know, a lot of times what happens to people is the first thing they do is start feeling a lot of condemnation. And that's one thing that you don't want to do is you don't want to start feeling condemned if you get this way. Because it isn't a negative thing. If you come under one of these little spells where you just got to cry, God's doing something. That's a good thing. He's moving on you. That's a good thing. Don't think of it as, oh, my God, what have I done wrong? So, God, whatever it is, clean it up and get it out of there so I don't have to feel this. That's where we need to be. Number two, we shouldn't even try to figure out what's going on because it doesn't matter. God's taking care of it. He's taking care of it. You got to learn to trust God. You got to learn that These emotions are here. Yes, he gave them to us. Yes, but we need to control them. And if we trust God, he will help us to control them. You know, I don't know how you and I are ever going to learn to control ourselves emotionally unless God allows us to go through some of these trying times. Unless he allows us to see what other people feel. To see what it's like to be in their shoes. You know, it's easy to say, oh, I feel for you when you see someone pregnant, but do you really? Because you've never been pregnant. You know, that poor soul, I know just how they feel, having cancer like that, always wore out and feeling bad. How do you know? You never had cancer. How do you really know? But with God's compassion in our hearts, we can reach out and help those that really need that help. And if we learn to shove our emotions back sometimes, because sometimes we do get hurt, shove those back and say, you know, I'm not going to be offended. I'm just going to ask God what he wants me to do in this situation. And let him do what he wants to do instead of me doing what I want to do, because it won't be nice, okay? All right, that's where we're going to have to stop today. Sister Shirley, can you close us in prayer this morning?